Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast produced by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. I'm your host, Brad Locke, back from vacation. Glad to be back with Gene Phelps, senior sports writer for the Daily Journal. And it's the middle of July, but we've got plenty to talk about still. Need to remind you real quick to follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. And of course, again, this is a webcast and a podcast, so you can watch this, obviously, if you're watching live at DJournal.com. Thanks for tuning in. Or if you missed it, want to watch the replay, or if you're listening to the podcast and want to go back and watch it, check it out at DJournal.com. And the podcast is available later on Wednesday afternoons. You can listen for free in iTunes, your podcast app, or at PrepRally.DJournal.com. All right, Gene. It's July, and before we know it, football season's going to start. You're working full bore now on the football tab, as we call it, our preseason football edition that comes out in August, Gene. So
yeah, really, this is the first week we've had time to – I've also had a little vacation time worked in there. And
yeah.
Then the 1 week I was back at work, I worked on everything but football. I had some other stories going on during the summer that kept me pretty busy. So I'm in the football, I guess, groove this week and from here on out.
So what do we learn, Gene? What do we know?
What do we know? We know very little. I know Jaylee Adams is coming back at Kossuth. If you remember him, he's the 5'9", 200-pound running back rushed for like 544 yards in a game last year and scored eight touchdowns, made all the national headlines, set a state record. We'll definitely come into, the football season as a player to watch for us.
Right.
I don't know if because of his height and things, I don't know how much interest there is from Division I talent, just from an overall standpoint. Anytime you've got a guy that can rush for 2,000 yards and put up 500 in a game,
you got to look at him.
You do, and appreciate what they're doing. And I think he'll be kind of a marked man this year, and I don't think that really bothers him. They knew about him last year. What he could do, and he's a good mix of speed and quickness and good vision, and really a nice young man.
I haven't seen him play, but read a lot about him. Who would you compare him to? Is he maybe a Josh Robinson type, the Mississippi State running back from a couple of years ago?
Could be.
He's a smaller guy, about 5'9", 5'8", but kind of a bowling ball.
Strong, runs behind his pads, as coaches like to say. Got good vision. I've seen all the highlights and watched huddle or whatever it's called, where the kids put their highlights or the coaches put the kids' highlights, and he just avoids – confrontations.
Avoid direct contact.
Does a good job at it. And when he gets an open field, he's got some speed. And he's just a hard man to bring down. I think the fact that he's 5'9".
Yeah.
And well put together, 200 pounds, and all that's muscle. I think it makes him a really tough person to bring down. I would say if we're looking for somebody to put on the cover of the Daily Journal football section, it might be.
Could be him.
Could Jaylee be Adams. Him. Could be okay. Him. I know we've got, probably some other good players in the area. We lost, the kids that made our all-area team last year, we had a whole lot of seniors.
Yeah.
A lot of seniors.
Yeah, guys like Antares Gwynn, he's gone.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just the good players are gone. Abraham from over at Oxford.
And DK Metcalf.
Yeah. Gone.
Yeah. And, well, chance for new guys to step up.
It is. So it'll be, be a year for new kids to pop up on the horizon. I hadn't had time to really look over the division races. I was looking today, Alan Glenn is a new coach at Amory, and Carnt's got a new coach, and Jeff Carter's over at Pontotoc. I think those guys will be a factor, and I'm talking about Division I, 4A. That will be a really interesting division to keep up with this year.
Right, right.
John Keith's at Morville.
And Kevin Austin has had some success over there, and then he steps down, and now we wonder if John Keith can keep it going.
Yeah, I think he can. I think he'll have the program. I think he'll just keep building on what Kevin did there, and he did a good job there. And, you know, they're in the same division with Aberdeen, and year in, year out, Aberdeen's really got some good players.
Yeah,
and,
they do.
You know, you just can't single anyone out. They're talented all over the field. I got a chance to watch them in the playoffs last year and really was impressed.
Yeah.
You know, because I cover Tupelo during the season, so I don't get the opportunity to see a lot of teams. I just get to read about them. And so I had the good fortune of getting to cover Aberdeen a couple of times last year in the postseason. But, yeah, it's interesting. As we talk later on in the weeks, and as we gather information, maybe we'll be able to come up with some more names. Maybe we'll be able to narrow down these division races and maybe see who the coaches think are the better teams. You know, coaches like to talk about everybody but themselves and tell you how good the other people are. So we'll try to weed our way through that, see if we can come up with some favorites.
Well, you know, Shannon usually has a pretty – a good team on the field. And right now, Gene, a lot of teams doing 7-on-7 stuff. It's that time of year. Shannon, Daryl Carter's group, they're playing in a national 7-on-7 tournament.
They are. Shannon's got some young players coming back, and they have a bevy of sophomore players who are skilled players.
Yeah.
And a couple of weeks ago, Daryl Carter took Shannon down to New Orleans at Remedry and at the Saints training camp down there, and they had a 7-on-7, a regional 7-on-7, but mostly it was New Orleans teams, and who are usually pretty strong. And Shannon went down there and finished in the Elite Eight of that particular tournament. That tournament was also a regional for this national 7-on-7 tournament that's being held this week in Hoover, Alabama.
Okay.
Hoover's hosted regionals before in 7-on-7s. This is a different version of the 7-on-7. But anyway, their national tournament with 36 teams begins pool play Thursday and Friday. And then they have the tournament proper, probably starting late Friday and then into Saturday. And they have a championship on Saturday afternoon. But anyway, Shannon, by virtue of its finish in the Elite Eight in that New Orleans regional, was invited to participate in the tournament at Hoover. They'll play tomorrow. I don't have the schedule here on me. We'll have it in the paper. I've got a story coming out tomorrow. They'll be playing teams from Alabama and some other states in pool play. And then you come out of pool play seated, and then it's single elimination.
Okay.
You get to a championship. But he's really excited because he thinks he's got a young, talented team, and he does. The team he's been looking for since he's been there. And, you know, they finished 6-5 last year, went 3-2 in the division, lost to Kosciuszko in the first round of the playoffs, 4A playoffs. But Daryl seems to think this is the team that can really, this year, maybe next year, have a lot to say about what happens in Division I, 4A.
Yeah.
And he's taken some really good young players over there. Jordan Gillen, a sophomore, is his quarterback, who's kind of sprang up this summer. His backup's Martavius Fells, who's played quarterback. And he's got – I'm looking at his lineup that he's taken over. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sophomores – who are listed as starters who will be playing in this 7-on-7 tournament. Three of them are sophomore wide receivers. You got a sophomore quarterback. You got a sophomore running back.
Yeah.
And he's really excited. And there's, you know, with fall camp coming up starting August the 1st, it doesn't hurt to have a little bit more practice in the summer, especially with your skill position players,
especially young ones,
and your linebackers and your running backs, and especially if they're young. So all this extra work and plus the exposure of being over there in Birmingham, kind of on an elite and a national stage. One of our former writers, Brandon Speck, was telling me the other day, he went over and covered Oxford in a regional tournament over at Hoover a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And he said there were some kids that day that made their commitments on where they were going. So it's there's going to be an elite feel of elite caliber type player in this 7-on-7 tournament in Hoover. Yeah. I'm hoping to get over there a day or two and watch some of it and kind of see what's going on.
Okay.
I know it's going to be 100 degrees also. I know there's there's about an 80% threat of rain, I think, Friday. So I don't know what they're going to do about dodging the weather. There's no indoor facilities at Hoover. Shannon, you know, it's a feather in Shannon's cap,
yeah,
you know, to be able to invite to this based on how they played in a really tough regional down in New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit of Tupelo football as well, Gene. In fact, you mentioned earlier, John Keith, former Tupelo assistant now at Morville, and Alan Glenn, former Tupelo assistant now at Amory. So they've had some staff changes there. Trent Hammond's had to deal with. Gene, kind of wonder how that's going to affect things this year.
Yeah, you always wonder that. And both those guys were like co-offensive coordinators.
Yeah.
And so what Tupelo's done is they've hired Cody Stubblefield, who was the run game coordinator last season at Lafayette. It's funny how high schools have become specialized run game coordinator.
Exactly.
he hired Michael Campbell, who was the offensive coordinator at New Hope last season. Both those guys will be co-coordinators this year for Tupelo. Stubblefield will coach the offensive line. Campbell will work with the quarterbacks. And they replaced Keith and Glenn, who, like you said, both took head coaching jobs. And, you know, there's actually a little bit of a quarterback race going on as we start camp. You know, you had Daniel Bristow there as a three-year starter. As a sophomore, Daniel led Tupelo all the way to the state championship game in 6A. And so Tupelo hadn't gone into a season, or Trent Hammond hadn't gone into a season at Tupelo wondering who his quarterback was until this season. And he's got, you know, he's got a senior, Ray Sandroni, coming back. Okay. Ray stepped in when Bristow was suspended back last season. Yep. You got a junior, South Sanders, and then you've got a sophomore who got a lot of snaps this spring, Stefan McGlon, who's probably about 6'3", 220. Looks more like a guard, just a sophomore, really talented. I happened to be out there the other day watching them do a little fall workout summer workout, if you call it, on their own. And he was out there throwing the receivers, and he's got some really good pop on the ball. Those are really nice spiral. Okay. Look really good. So those guys will have a short window of time to compete.
Yeah.
And they'll have one scrimmage game against Itawamba, a half over at Itawamba. And then they open the season with a classic game at home against Clarksdale. Somebody will be playing quarterback. I don't know if it'll be a permanent position or if they'll be using a number of players in that role, still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
As far as other coaches added to the staff, Kyle Bond, who was the receivers coach, took an offensive coordinator spot at Mike Maddox at Boonville. So they replaced him with another Lafayette assistant coach, Luke Kiel. Are cool, K-I-I-H-N-L.
Guess as good as mine, Gene.
And I'm going to ask him one day when I meet him exactly how to pronounce it, even though I just need to get it spelled right. And he's there. Brian Jones, who's been on the staff for a number of years, coaching the line and linebackers and things, was promoted to defensive coordinator, where he replaced Lamar Aldridge, a longtime assistant to the low system.
Sure was.
So Brian Jones, who's going to coach linebackers this season, was promoted to defensive coordinator. And Jordan Graham, a defensive coordinator last season at Bruce, has been hired to be the new line coach, defensive line coach at Tupelo. So
related to Junior Graham?
I don't know. Jordan Graham, Junior Graham.
Could be.
Yeah, you don't ever know. But and another little sidebar here, Lamar Aldridge, who retired, is continuing to work. He, of course, he's through with the state of Mississippi, and he's now the defense coordinator at McNary Central High School in McNary, Tennessee, which is just north of here.
Yeah, just across state line.
So good for Lamar. He wasn't really ready to give up the game, but I think these teachers and state employees, you get into a point where you work so many years, you start kind of losing money, they say. So he wanted to go ahead and retire and, I guess, go and double dip a little bit.
There you go.
Plus, as he told somebody, he said, I still got kids in college. So maybe you need that extra income.
You got to pay for that.
When you're going there. So that's an update on all the Tupelo coaching staff. And I'm sure they'll mesh together well. I know Trent Hammond's really going to miss John Keith. They were together like 6 or 7 years, including their time in Amory.
Yeah.
When Hammond was the head coach. Both these guys were ready to be head coaches, and the jobs just happened to come open, and they were local. For John Keith, it was going back home. He played at Morville.
Yep.
And Alan Glenn played at Amory.
Yeah.
He was the center for Will Hall.
There you go.
So Alan Glenn back home, John Keith back home. They say you can't go home. They did. And I think they'll both have success there.
All right. Well, Gene, we'll let you get back to the football tab. We got a lot of work to do before we put that out next month. And, oh, by the way, we do have a new writer on staff, Blake Morgan. Just wanted to mention that. Yeah. So you've got some help again, finally.
Yes. Yes. You know, I'd been flying solo so long. I don't know what to do. Blake's doing I think he's in his second week here. He's been running down football schedules. If anybody out there that hasn't turned in a football schedule to the Journal or is afraid we might not have it, you're right to be afraid. We'll leave you out. No, we won't. But anyway, Blake's running all those down, doing a good job. That's some of the in-house things we have to do every year. You know
Brad. I know about the pain of getting football schedules. Email them to gene.phelps@journalinc.com.
So. I'll be happy to take them and type them in and try not to mess them up.
There you go. All right. Well, again, find us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. If you missed any of this webcast, want to rewatch it, check it out at DJournal.com. Or if you want to listen to the podcast version, it's free on iTunes, your podcast apps, or at PrepRally.DJournal.com. So that's it for this week's episode. We'll be back next week. Until then, have a good week.